inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
In this week's edition of Garden Talk, we tackle some vegetable varieties, some that are kind of easy to grow and some that may be a bit more of a challenge. And with us online is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
Let's start with the easy ones. What are some of the things that we can get going pretty quickly here?
Peas are a great one. Whether they be edible potted or shell peas, snap peas, snow peas, all of those grow well in cool conditions, cool weather, from now basically through hard frost in the fall. And so I pushed the season on some, planting some on February 29th, but they are up about an inch tall or so. So they can be planted now, ideally, again, just like I keep reminding people, if you can warm your soil a bit, that really does help with some clear plastic over it. Find the type of peas you want to grow and plant them directly, or you can briefly soak them and really just overnight before putting them in the ground, and that will make them sprout a little bit faster.
Okay, and some of the varieties you mentioned, it sort of briefly mentions a few of them here. Shell peas, snow and snaps?
Yeah, so the shell peas are the normal ones you'd buy as frozen peas in the grocery store or whatever, and you can certainly harvest shell and freeze your own, blanch them and freeze them. We've grown that in the past, but it is, again, if you like peas and they're quick and easy, the snow and snap peas, which you can just eat right off the, you know, pods and all, are great. The snow peas are those commonly referred to as Chinese peas. So they're usually flat pods, can get quite large. And the snap peas, like sugar snap and sugar ann and a whole bunch of others, are a little shorter but fatter pods, thicker flesh on the pods, basically. They all grow equally well here. And get them in, plant them about a half inch deep, about an inch apart in the rows after you've mixed in some general fertilizer underneath them. And over the top of them, one of the challenges, pests, whatever we have, when they start to emerge, they swell up and push to the surface, pea, the seed and all, crows, ravens, and jays all tend to like those tasty little tidbits. So if you can initially, at least until they get up an inch or so, throw some of our Rimei horticultural type fabric stuff over them, is worthwhile for a little bit of protection, and it actually helps hold a little bit of warmth there also.
And they may also need some supports as they get bigger, right?
Yes, definitely. Even though on the packages, some of these that are supposedly only grow 2 to 3 feet tall don't need support. Truly, they grow larger here in Alaska than they do down south. And they need the extra support so they don't flop on the ground, and otherwise slugs will tend to chew on them a bit. So having some support, and I just use alder sticks. I mean, alders are a renewable resource around here. So you can go and cut alder sticks, stick them in the ground, and if you do that about the same time as you plant them or shortly after, well, that's kind of tough, I guess, if you throw the fabric over them. But after they get up an inch or so, put these sticks in among them. You can get fancy if you're going to taller ones. You can make teepees out of the sticks or a rose or kind of tent fashion with a ridge pole there. That also works, and netting and can also work, gill net or seine webbing, if you've got access to that, will work holding up on poles, and they will sprout. And they're one of those plants that if it says 60 days on the package to harvest, that's actually pretty accurate, and sometimes we can even beat those dates, unlike a whole lot of other plants.
Okay, and we have only got a minute left to go here, but another variety that probably is not so easy to grow, beans?
Beans like heat. And so it's too early to plant beans now, and even, like we mentioned, too early to start them in pots. Wait to start them in pots till maybe May 1st. Make sure you've got a warm spot, and truly they do like a shelter cover to keep the rain off, keep the soil warmer, keep the plants drier, because they are really susceptible to mildew both on the leaves and on the pods as they grow. But if we have some heat, beans can be great. I grew a lot of them last year really nice green beans and purple potted beans, and they are so crisp and squeaky when you bite into them out there in the garden. to be unforgettable. So try them if we've got some warmth, hopefully, in May.
Okay, and just before we go here, a couple other leafy vegetables that we can start right now.
Certainly, yeah, start planting the lettuce and Swiss chard. Beets can go in the ground now. There's transplants available in the stores, cabbage, cauliflower, broccoli. Those can go in the ground right now. It doesn't look like there's any frost in our forecast. So get them in the ground. Again, but using some of that lightweight fabric, though, can help with a little bit of extra insulation, a little bit of warmth. And we got to keep we'll talk about the cabbage root maggots maybe next time.
Okay, Ed, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTO. Man is made of dreams and bones.